die groot trek saam Dopie Nina, Weksa, tussen 3 en 6.
Soos ek jou gesê, met die heilige dinge wat aangaan in die land, met die plaaslike verkiesing of die munisipale verkiesing wat nou verby is en al die goeders, dis baie deur mekaar vir meeste Suid-Afrikaners. Ons verstaan nie lekker al die terminologie wat gebruik word nie, die politieke partye skree op ons en hulle sê goeders, maar niks wat hulle sê maak regtig vir ons almal totaal en ons sin nie, tensy jy nou dalk bietjie regsgeleerdheid het of jy weet, jy verstaan die grondwette en sulke tipe verstand nou 'n bietjie goed. So ons het dit goed gedink om vir Dr. Michael Louis op die lyn te kry saam met ons en bietjie daar te gesels. Hy is die chairperson van One South Africa Movement en hy is saam met ons op die lyn. Dr. Louis, good afternoon.
Hallo Dopie, hallo Nita.
Hi Michael.
Yes, nee, dankie dat jy hier is, finally, sorry, daar was nou 'n paar goedjies wat ons nou mee gesukkel het, hier tegnies, maar dit is nou uitgesorteer, immers, dankie dat jy op die lyn is, so, verkies jy Afrikaans of Engels, wat sê netjie is vir jou makkelijkste?
So, Dopie, wel, ek is in die Vrystaat groot geword, so, maar Afrikaans is nie sleg nie, but, you know, it's late in the afternoon, asseblief. let me rather try and communicate. For alles jylle moeilike vraag van my gaan vraag, gaan ek verkies om in Engels te praat.
Okay, luckily for you, my English are very delicious. So.
Ja, so ons kan een goeie goulash slaai maak.
Okay, lekker.
Michael, so first of all, you are the chairperson of One South Africa Movement. Musi Maimane is also a part of the movement and that kind of thing. So what exactly is One South Africa Movement?
So what One South Africa Movement is, I've been busy on the electoral reform journey for about 5 years to let independence stand. The viewers and the listeners might know that, you know, we won that big Concord case last year for independence to stand. So I was a pioneer of that.
Oh, wow.
And then when Musi left, I said, Musi, asseblief, moet nie politieke partij nog met 51 beginne nie. Let's start a social movement where we can equip, train and educate independent candidates and especially civil society to get involved in the political landscape to enrich the tapestry. So I believe we needed to get new actors, new voices, and this is what ons gedoen het. And that's, so we are a social movement, yes, I'll know it. One South African Movement of a ballot for peace, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're only equipping and training people. So I'm a perfect guest for you because I'm very neutral, you know.
That's
I've
great.
Got no I've got no political affiliations in a specific direction.
Now that you mentioned it, we actually wanted to ask it later on, but you mentioned party number 51. Do you think there are too many parties in South Africa?
You know, Nina, I did hear when you gave an introduction earlier, you know that I started the Christian Democrats with Kenneth Meshew in 1994. And you know what? I really believe that our constitution says we must be a multi-party democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we are many South Africans in one South Africa.
Mm.
And I think to really be able to affect change, I've never been an opposition person. Yay say it, and then I oppose it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe that we all need to represent, and the more voices we have of people that represent their constituencies, look at the Khoisan people. You know, nobody represents them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go on. And so I'm not adverse to too many political parties, but I am a little adverse to a political party structure because that's a whole different ball game, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can ask me for hoekom sê ek dit, but I'll leave it to you.
But Michael, you see that. Elke Jan Rap en sy maat, because let's start with this question. How difficult is it to actually be, let's say you want to be an independent candidate? It's not very difficult to do that, and it's also not very difficult to start your own political party, is it?
Well, I mean, a person says that, but it's not as easy as that. Firstly, people that have started political parties say, understand now that it's not maklik is nie, and it really, you cannot just play the game without understanding the game. Jy kan nie rugby speel sonder om die reëls te ken nie. And this, unless you've been in the belly of the beast, you will never understand. This is an honor spell, Larry. This is something that I can't explain to you, but especially now with what's happening at local government elections, every single day I receive a missile and I have to push because everything changes so quickly and is volatile and you must have your spell ken.
I completely understand that, but let's take politics out of the equation. Starting a party from a physical point of view, money, revenue, registering the party, that kind of thing, that's not a very difficult process.
That's not a difficult process at all, especially when you register, especially in the local government elections, it had 2 days around the course for a new party to register. So it wasn't an expensive exercise, especially the civic movements and things. It wasn't difficult at all, but it's such a worthy cause. So because I know the value system of your radio station, I really believe politics is a calling. You know, ek dink nie jy kan net eendag wakker word en sê, you know what, I really believe I want to be a statesman. Only unless you feel called to do it, it is something that you need to be obedient to that call, and then you need to go for it, you know. And so, look, our country's in problems. Unless we get new players on the playing field, we're not going to change this country.
100% agree with you with that. But here's the other thing. For us to actually challenge anything that the larger political parties are doing, we need a stronger opposition party. And it feels like South Africans like to be divided in terms of every time I don't agree with anything that Michael's saying or that Nina is saying, I can just break off and start off a new party. And that's just dividing the votes that are needed. And we've seen that now where bigger parties have lost out on votes to get the majority to, you know, have a mayoral candidate in Tswane in Johannesburg outright, because smaller parties have now popped up and they've begun to get more votes from the voters. Don't you think if we actually just limit that to, let's say, we have 10 parties in the country, there'll be a larger opposition party that'll be better for the people of South Africa?
You know, Dupi, so many people say, but Michael, aren't you people fractionalizing the constituency of voters? Because Algeteer Komile met Nuwe Party. But what we don't understand, and this is where the listeners need to really try and grasp it, only 12 million people went to the polls this year. 15 million mense that are registered didn't go to the polls. Why do we always focus on aren't we dividing the 12 million people into different parties? Hoekom doen ons 'n nuwe stel? Why don't we do a new system that can attract 15 million new people to the ballot box, of which 8 million is jong mense onder die ouderdom van 30? Because our young people are not engaged in our political system. So what we need to rather focus on as South Africans, because it goes about legitimacy. If 12 million people out of 28 million people go to vote, go only to vote, we can actually say we haven't got a legitimate government. We can say it because less than 50% have voted. So what are we doing to get more voters that will engage them to participate? And that's why I believe, and ek gaan julle nou net toets, all right? If you know that people like Thuli Madonsela, Mogeng, and all these strong characters in our fabric of our society say, we wanting to save and stand in our country, will that excite you, yes or no?
Yeah, I'd vote for Thuli any day.
Definitely.
Yeah. Maar dit is wat ek nou sê. So why must we rather, you know, we need creative entrepreneurs with a besigheid. We have to be creative and innovative in our new political system, and we really have got 8 months left. The Concord gave us 2 years to redraft the Electoral Act, and ons het nou 7 of 8 maande oor om dit te doen. Please support us, and when I say support us, your listeners to support us and to mobilize to get the best Electoral Act to be going to parliament and to be passed so that we can get more people to the ballot box.
Maar Michael, luister, ek het nog baie vrae vir jou, want as by politiek en hierdie tipe gekom gaan, ek en jy nog lekker gesels, my vriend. So, hou vir my die lyn, ek gaan nou weer verder met jou gesels.
Sekerlik.
Thanks, Michael. Ons gesels met Dr. Michael Louis, hy is die chairperson van One South Africa Movement. Ons probeer 'n bietjie sin maak van al hierdie politieke dinge wat op die oomblik aan die gang is. En hy was ook deel in 1994, soos wat hy vroeger gesê het, die stichting van die ACDP. So die man ken die politiek en hoe die dinge werk. Ons het klaar bietjie vroeger met hom gesels oor 'n paar interessante dinge, maar now we can get to some of the more intense questions. Michael, are you there?
I am here, Dupi.
Fantastic. So here's the only thing I think that people don't understand. Compared to the US and America, South Africa's government system or the way we vote is completely different to other places in the world. We don't vote for a president. We vote for a political party, and the political party appoints a representative to be the president. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's 100%, yeah.
So we don't actually, you vote for a party's manifesto or their belief system or what they promise you. And that's as far as it goes. Whoever they elect, corrupt or not, if that's their presidential candidate, that is what you are going to get. So do you think we'll be better off if we change that whole system, seeing that you also think we should revolutionize or change the way we've been doing things and maybe vote for a president like a Thuli that can stand for herself or somebody like that, where you have a candidate that you know, okay, this person is on the straight and narrow, they're against corruption, and they'll definitely have the people of South Africa and their best interests at heart?
So I'm going to answer your, it's a two-part question. I'm going to answer your president question, and then I'm going to answer the political party voting for a manifesto. So firstly, it's definitely correct that we are very different to other countries when it comes to voting of a president, because what happens is that in our system, you have all the political parties go to parliament, and the constitution has regulated that parliament will elect its president, all right? So, but what happens is, if you've got a majority party like we've got in the ANC, that's why those big conferences of the ANC are so important, which is going to be held next year. Next year, they are going to decide who the president is of the ANC, which if they get above 50%, because parliament, if they more than 50% in parliament, that will be your president of your country.
This is now when they have the Lekgotla in Bloemfontein, isn't it?
Well, sometimes they have it in Gauteng, but in any case, it is sometimes in the Free State. But
yes.
In any case, the problem with that is, and that the citizens of South Africa have got a problem, is that I don't believe it's right that 3,000 people of one political party go and sit in a room and choose the president of 40 million people.
Mm.
And that's why we wanted to change it in the new electoral draft bill that's now currently in parliament. But it's a constitutional issue because the president is statutorized by virtue of a constitution. So if we want to have a direct election and incorporate it in a bill, it will have to mean a constitutional change that is too difficult at this stage. Maar definitely iets wat ons aan moet dink. It's definitely something that I know South Africans would want. It's definitely something I very highly support.
Mm.
And I think it's very important to consider that. So what happens in our political system? When you go to the polls for national and provincial elections, it's not like local government elections. You only vote for a political party, all right? You vote ANC, DA, EFF, Freedom Front, but what happens is you take your power of your vote, which is very powerful, and you give it to the political party. And you say to that political party, jy kan enige persoon nomineer in my in ons plek om in die parlement in te gaan. So you as the voter have got no say in who they put in that list. You give an open power of attorney. And that's why I believe that we need to have electoral reform where we divide South Africa into constituencies, where Pretoria is one constituency, and then the political parties mustn't let hulle vlag of hulle simbool van die party daar sit nie. They must tell us who's your leader, what's their CV, what's their background, what have they done, so that you can hold that person accountable. And this is ons groot probleem, is about accountability. If you just give a blanket check to the DA or the big parties or even a small party. You've got no, there's no accountability. In dis hoekom ons in chaos is. So that's also why we have to have electoral reform, what we call an open party list system. And just by the way, and then I'm going to land this plane on this issue, is that I sat in some of the youth presentations in front of Ali Musa's ministerial committee. And the young people said, we will not get engaged in politics unless you tell us who our leaders are and who we're voting for. Don't just put up a broomstick. Actually, no, a broomstick. But don't just put up anything and then you expect us to vote for it. Tell us who our leaders are and we will go and vote.
And do you think this would make a difference in getting the younger people to the polls? Do you think that is what they want and what would make them go and vote?
Well, definitely. I'll tell you why. Because, but I see the DA really did a great duty now in getting younger people in positions like our mayor now in Cape Town is 34. But what happens in a political party structure, and this is met my gebeur in Queenstown. We put up a certain candidate. He runs a business of R1 billion. It's Twitter, the cool drink factory, as the mayoral candidate. And he decided, like, Yella Dorfus Bancroft, he says, if I don't get involved in politics, this town is going to go shot. And then there was members of the political parties to say, but he's a political novice. Hy moet onder begin. Hy moet ook posters opsit op die pale en agter 'n lesenaar sit en dan eendag kan hy die corporate ladder klim en dan senior posisies gaan, jy weet, vervul. And that's why I'm saying a new system, if you get younger leaders onto the playing field, you're going to get the younger people to come and vote, for definite.
Mm. Michael, we have to go into traffic now, but we want to get to these coalitions so that we can understand what is happening and what is going to happen in Tshwane. So we will be back with you just now.
Ons gesels met Dr. Michael Louis, hy is chairperson van One South Africa Movement. Baie interessant hierdie goeders, maar ek kan vir daan lang praat. Nina, jy is nie groot op die politiek nie.
Nee, maar hierdie is baie interessant.
Meneer Louis. So, sê gou vir my ander ding. Kan ek volgende jaar deel wees van One South Africa Movement? Sal julle, as ek wil deel raak van die politiek, sal julle my represent?
You people are so stunning that I think you can definitely do it. We need people like yourself.
I get long.
You've got the heart, you've got the personality.
Ja, hy's baie bekker.
Ja.
Ek is al lank al lus om vir 'n paar politikuste te gaan sê, hoorie, jy's nou besig om 'n idioot te wees.
Maar nee, asseblief, maar weet jy wat, ek het daai oorredingsvermoë and most of the people that have got into politics have said, Michael, kom jy ons nie gewaarsku nie, you know, so,
yeah.
Maar julle is stunning, so,
thanks
definitely.
Mike, so let's chat about the elephant in the room. Obviously everybody wants to know what is going on with this coalition. Everyone's hearing the term but nobody understands what it really means to form a coalition in a metro or wherever for political parties to work together and actually oversee the running of that area. So what is a coalition?
No, so I think just because of time, I'm going to just give you a brief background to this because it's very, very interesting for your listeners to view or to listen to what's going to happen in the next 48 hours because there was a big announcement this afternoon. But let me just quickly tell you, in Tshwane, there's round about 203 council seats. In wat die partye moet doen is, somebody must get 50 plus 1% of the seats. So iemand moet 100 seats kry. You get an amalgamation of parties.
Mm.
So what happens, the ANC has got 34%, the DA has got 32%, ESF has got 10%, Action SA has got 8.64%, and the Freedom Front has got nearly 9%. The interesting thing is for the listeners, I wanted to say that the ANC fell by 10%, the DA fell by 10%, and Action SA and Freedom Front went up about 14%.
Wow.
Crazy.
But absolute crazy stuff. But in any case, but the big news is today is that everybody thought that the ANC and the ESF is going to be do a national deal that they can form a government all over the municipalities, all over the country. And just this afternoon, Julius Malema had a press meeting where he advised the public that he believes the ANC has been negotiating in bad faith and they've stopped all negotiations with the ANC. So the prognosis is that I think it's going to be absolutely impossible for the ANC to be part of government because the other problem is the DA, the Action SA and Freedom Front can't get 50 plus one with them together. Mm. So the interesting thing is, I just want to explain, and I pull us all back now, yeah, Mars, next phase. But the big thing is there's two systems that a person can form a government. The one is the executive mayoral position, and the other one is a cooperative government position. And the cooperative government position is where a council can be made up according to the percentages that each of the political parties got in the election. So the ANC, the DA, they'll each get their portion of the government, and then there'll be a maximum number of executive seats, which is like an executive council of 10. So what I think is what you're almost going to do, I'm hoping, but this is a personal micro view, this is definitely not an OSA view, that if they can't form a consolidated government, the DA with Action SA and the Freedom Front, that they will look at a possibility of a cooperative governance model, that everybody says, what can we do, what's best for Swane, and not what's best for us as political parties. Hmm. And I think a cooperative governance model will be an excellent model for us as South Africans, because coalitions are definitely here to stay. Mm. In this sal 'n fantastiese model wees om te kyk, maar hoe werk politieke partye when they work together and say, what's best for our people and not what's best for us. En so dit is waar hierdie ding heen lei, en ek dink dit gaan baie interessant wees die volgende 48
uur. Maar nou het ons hierdie situasie gehad waar die DA gesê het, okay, ons het nodig om 'n koalisie te volg, vorm, saam met 'n ander politieke party in Johannesburg, en hulle deelgeraak met die EFF, maar daar het uitgebom.
Ja, het uitgebom. I know the DA and the EFF is still talking, but you know, the big thing is they definitely said they're not talking to the ANC, but they kept open the door for the EFF.
Ons praat 'n bietjie politieke landskap, nie politiek noodwendig nie, met Dr. Michael Louis as die chairperson van One South Africa, terug op die lyn. Sorry, Michael, ons jou verloor daar, man.
Ja, man, ek was afgesneden, ek wil net iets korrigeer wat ek gesê het, want het is nie reg uitgekom nie. The DA will have made it very well known that they'll never go into a coalition with the EFF. It's the Action SA that's prepared to talk and keep the door open for the EFF. So ek wou dit net regstel, want ek was afgesny en ek kon dit nie ordentlik uitdruk nie. So I just want all your listeners to go and bump their cars to say the wat gaan nou aan nie. So I just want to apologize if it came out wrongly. Maar the DA will never go, they've made it well known, they'll never go into coalition with the EFF nor the ANC.
Ja, so Michael, okay, there's 48 hours for the coalitions to be formed within the allotted 14 days. Now, the EFF said they won't, form a coalition with the ANC, the DA won't form a coalition with the EFF. What now? And let's talk specifically about Swane. Where do we go from here, and how do you think this is going to play out? What is going to happen?
Well, I think the big thing is that I definitely would love to see a cooperative government to see if they all can't all get together, because I did my calculations. I don't know if the ACDP and maybe one of the other smaller parties are going to pass the muster that the DA, Action SA, Freedom Front are going to get the necessary seats to get the 50% plus one. But if they can do that, that will be outstanding, and then you've got a government. My honest guys, the only option is a cooperative government, because the EFF ANC government, they won't be able to get partners to form a government. Mm. So there's these two options, and I think Swane kan 'n baie goeie model wees. Let's pray that God comes through for us, for a magnificent city, a magnificent group of people, and really gives you the best government you deserve.
Now, what happens if voters get blindsided and we do end up with the two parties that said they won't get into bed with each other? They actually do end up creating a cooperative government.
Well, I think the great thing is it that bad? So I think if a person all stands together and says, we're going to focus on the interests of the people, I don't know if that's so bad. You know, mm. I really believe that we need to sometimes look at the interests of the people and not what's in interest of politics. So let me give you what I think, even on a national level, all right? Mm. Our country's down and out. So on a national level, if we get a neutral president, a president that doesn't belong to a political party, an independent president.
Like Dupi.
Yeah, I can't mean that. Yeah,
like Thule, need Dupi.
But also, we get a neutral president, and this president says, listen, guys, our country's down and out. We're going to, for the next 5 years, only focus on winning this battle, and we're going to have a multi-party government where we're going to have 4 ANC, 4 DA, 4 Freedom Front, 4 Civet, and the Yellow Party almost sit on the table and say, guys, let's sit together and see how we're going to change this nation. All right? So I don't know if that is so bad. I'm not an opposition person. I've never been. I'm a multi-party democracy person. And this is my heart. This is who Michael is. And so, miskien is gaan mense my kritiseer and said, how can you do that, Mark?
Ja, jou ou draadsitter. Sit die draad, jy.
Nee, wel hoe hulle dit ook al sê, but I'm more interested in the people and the country and what's best for all of us. I'm not interested in playing political games.
Just a quick answer on these last two questions as quickly as you can. How far are we away from the possibility of having one neutral president?
Very far. I think that's going to be still, it's definitely not going to be for this election. So, miskien vir die volgende verkiesing.
Okay. And then the last vraag wat ek het, and I think this is one that a lot of people wonder about. The fact that so many of the bigger parties lost support and smaller parties actually gained, you mentioned it earlier. Is that an indication that people actually prefer service delivery over the party that actually delivers the service? They don't care as long as they get what they need.
Now, you know what? We can be very, very, very proud of our democracy because for the first time, voters are going to the ballot box with their heads and not their feet. When I go to ballot box, it's either you deliver, you have to earn my vote now. You can't just say, van my opa groetie het vir julle gestem nie. They gain with their head. So almal begin to think, what's best for us? And we have to think multi-generational. And so as a result, we're becoming an educated democracy. And ek is ontzettend opgewonde daarover. I think this was a breakthrough election. Ek dink ons kan almal baie opgewonde wees, but we have to get involved. The listeners have to get involved in politics and teach their children. And I believe two things, and ek hoop net nie die weer twee missiles wat hier afgaan op die einde van my onderhoud nie. But there's two missiles. The one thing is, I think political dispensations and political education must happen at schools. And secondly, I think we must make it compulsory that people need to vote. Do you know in other countries, if you don't vote, you get penalized? There's a boete.
Wow.
As nie gaan stem nie. So I don't think it will be such a bad thing if we say to the South African citizens, if you don't go and vote, you're going to be penalized.
Ja, so now you're leaning towards a dictatorship. As jy nie nou hierso in hierdie kamertjie inloop nie, dan off with the head.
Dupak, this is I don't want you people to get me on your radio station again because right at the end of a good interview, I come with missiles.
Yeah.
John
Steenhuisen gaan jou bel en jy weet, Julius gaan 10-10 ook vir jou sê, hoorie, ek het gehoor, jy het gepraat van my nou weer op die radio.
Amal kan my bel, maar net nie hardes nie, te sê, Michael, ons kry jou nie weer daar. Amal kan my bel.
Michael, baie, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Jy het definitief lig op die onderwerp gesit en ek verstaan nou baie meer wat daar aangaan. Ek waardeer jou tyd en hopelik praat ons gou weer.
Julle standing, baie dankie en aan al die luisteraars, have a magnificent day.
Thanks man. Michael, chat so lang met almal daar by OUSA besluit, hoe gaan ons my campaign run, hoor? ek sien vir julle binnenkort, ek soek solid PR werk al van julle af.
Bye Michael.
Bye
julle. Cheers julle.
Bye.
Wel, dit was interessant, nie, ek hoop ons het ietsie geleer daar.
Ek het definitief baie geleer, meer as wat ek gedink het ek kan.
Nee, dit was baie interessant. So hopelik verstaan ons luisteraars ook nou 'n bietjie koalisie beter
ja,
en
absoluut.
Wat om te verwag. Nou soos wat jy gesê het 14 dae na die verkiesing.
Ja.
So ek dink Tswane is op 'n goeie plek. Ons mag dalk sien die DA gaan oulike goedjies hierso doen. Lyk dit een van die dae soos Kaapstad en jy weet hoe mooi Kaapstad. you know what I'm saying?
Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina. Wees daar tussen 3 en 6.